you very much. I'm Donald McCorkindale, minister at Ardgour, Strontian and Morvern, where Beverly did her familiarisation placement. So I've been trying to tell her about some of these ways of 121 and the ways of the Kirk. It's lovely to be here with you today. As I was driving up just north of Lairg, I suddenly realised that I was into uncharted territory and I had never been right up into the northwest of Scotland. It's only taken me 53 years, but beautiful. Windy, cold. Just north of Lairg, I saw something strange. I saw two men working hard by the side of the road. And one of them seemed to be digging holes, and the other seemed to be filling them again. I'm a curious sort of guy, so I stopped and I spoke to them and I said, "What is it you're doing?" And one of them said, "I'm number one. I dig the holes." And the other chap said, "I'm number three. And I fill them." Now, are you thinking what I was thinking? So I said, "Tell me about number two." "Oh, he plants the trees, but he's on holiday." And I suppose there's been a sense over recent years in which maybe you've felt that something was missing, that someone was on holiday. And now you've got your own minister. And I know that Beverly will love you and care for you and nurture you in the faith of Jesus Christ. We've heard a lot about supporting one another in that task. And I want to give you one very practical piece of advice in which you can help your new minister. There's one of her, and you all know that she's Beverly Cushman. She's got lots of names to get used to. So over the coming weeks and months, every time you meet her, will you say, "Hello, Beverly, I'm Betty." Don't say that if your name's not Betty. That'll really confuse her. But say, "You know, I'm Betty, and this is so-and-so. And I'm George, and this is so-and-so. And I'm Aileen, and this is so-and-so." And you know, within no time at all, Beverly will know all the so-and-sos around here.
Don't just say I'm a title.
And along with the names, I would often say to Beverly, "Have you visited so-and-so?" And we've got so-and-sos down there as well. And she'd say, "Well, I will, but where is it they stay? I don't have an address." Now, do you have addresses around here? I kept saying to her, "You're lucky there's a house name." A good way to find folk in the parish, just go and knock on all the wrong doors. So tell her your address, tell her where you are, and I'm sure you'll use that line that I've never understood: "You can't miss it." I know that I can, I know she will, but she'll find you and she'll get to know you. And that sense of mutual support, we heard a lot about supporting the minister. She's here to support you in being the church. Ministers come and I better not say that though, because you want her here for a while. I hope she is here for a while with you. I bring to you the greetings from Lochaber Presbytery. Our moderator Ella sends her personal good wishes to you. I know that that you appreciated her friendship and support during your time with us. May God bless you richly in this new chapter, this new season of your ministry now here in Scotland. And I hope you remember one or two of the things that I taught you along the way. And if you're ever in need, I'm at the end of the phone. God bless you.